With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Melissa spins through the southeastern Bahamas after causing widespread damage in the Caribbean.
In the Bahamas, some residents of the Out Islands have evacuated to Nassau as Hurricane Melissa bears down. The storm has weakened and is forecast to pass just west of Bermuda on Thursday. The hurricane left a trail of destruction across Haiti, Cuba, and Jamaica, toppling trees and utility poles and ripping the roofs off of shelters. In Haiti, dozens of people were killed, many in the coastal town of Petit-Goave. When it made landfall in Jamaica, Melissa was a Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour. Zulu was a UN coordinator in the region.
Infrastructure of property, roads, network connectivity, energy has been lost.
I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump appears to be ruling out a third term in office, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. However, the president didn't rule out entirely the possibility of staying in office despite that, saying, we'll see what happens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are meeting face-to-face today in South Korea. Tensions between the world's two largest economies have soared since Trump returned to office for his second term and hiked import tariffs. China's retaliated by limiting exports of rare earth minerals and shunning U.S. soybeans. Ahead of the meeting, officials from both countries signaled that there could be a detente. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 74 points. This is SRN News. How much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
King Charles has dedicated the country's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. The United Kingdom ended its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces 25 years ago. The king, who is the ceremonial head of the armed forces, laid flowers at the monument at the National Memorial Arboretum in central England. This is SRN News. Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree has been chosen. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York City.
A majestic Norway spruce from just outside Albany, New York, has been chosen to take center stage in the plaza. Officials say the 75-foot spruce will be cut down November 6th. It traditionally gets a police escort down to Manhattan, arriving 2 days later, where more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights will be set up on it, along with a 900-pound Swarovski crystal star on top. The tree lighting is December 3rd. After the holiday season ends, the tree becomes lumber for Habitat for Humanity to use for housing projects for families in need. Julie Walker, New York.
More details are available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.